6 months ago, President Obama signed the health care law. Now it's an election season and a test of the Democrats' hopes from that time. They wanted benefits to arrive in time to change the public's view of the bill. And today, President Obama will tell Americans how the law can help them now. So far, though, the political benefits for the president have yet to arrive. And we have more this morning from NPR national political correspondent Mara Liasson.
The White House assumed, and many political analysts did too, that once people got to know what was in the health care law, the measure would become more popular. And to make sure it did, the administration designed some measures to go into effect right away. $250 drug rebate checks went out to seniors in June. Today, the president will announce that as of Thursday, insurers must allow young people up to age 26 to remain on their parents' policies. And insurers can no longer charge co-payments for preventive care or impose lifetime limits on coverage. But the law is still unpopular, and Democrats who were assured their vote for the law would help them this fall are not campaigning on it. Only those Democrats who were against it are calling attention to their votes.
Bobby Bright is the most independent member of Congress. Bobby voted against the bailouts, against stimulus spending, against the massive government health care.
Today, the president will deliver his remarks at the home of an ordinary American who's been helped by the law, and he'll meet at the White House with state insurance commissioners. He wants them to help make sure that insurers who are currently raising their rates don't succeed in convincing voters that the law is to blame for the higher cost of premiums. Meanwhile, Republicans are promising to repeal the law if they are in the majority next year. Mara Liasson, NPR News, Washington.